now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast from classic cults and the cheese in between, the movies you read, the entertainment is grade A. I'm your host, Jason Jackanet, and I'm again back. This time, I am looking at 2025's Who Says We Can't Be Topical, Heart Eyes, and I'll get to it right after this.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. You're just too good to be true.
For the past 2 years, a masked maniac known as the Hard Eyes Killer has stalked,
hunted,
and brutally slain couples on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
With no motive yet uncovered.
This is more than just murder. He's like Cupid with a kink.
We're being chased by a fucking serial killer.
You good?
Yeah. Oh, pretty baby. He's gonna keep killing people. We end it here.
Hey, come on. Drop it!
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Don't get killed, all right?
What was...
Why would he say that?
Heart Eyes was released on February 7th, 2025, just in time for Valentine's Day, with a 90-minute running time. Your director here is Josh Rubin. Now, Josh Rubin is known more for his work with College Humor and appeared in the Dropout original series. Not much of a filmmaker. Werewolves Within, Scare Me, Death of 2021. Werewolves Within, probably the best known of all his stuff. Your writing credits go to Philip Murphy, Christopher Landon, and Michael Kennedy. The producers here are Christopher Landon as well, Greg Gilreth, and Adam Hendricks. Your star here are Olivia Holt, Mason Gooding. Now, Olivia Holt, his main star, you would know her if you watch Disney Channel. She was on Kickin' It, And she's also in the movie Girl vs. Monster, the Disney original movie. She's a Disney Channel kind of thing. And then she's also on the Hulu series Runaways. And then she was in Cruel Summer. Mason Gooding is the son of Cuba Gooding Jr. And that's probably about the best he's known for. He was on Ballers and things like that, and you know, but nothing too major. You have Gigi Zamuda, Michaela Watkins, Devin Sawa, Janssen, and then probably most recognizable in the whole movie is Jordana Brewster. We have, like I said, Devin Sawa. Devin Sawa, people probably remember from like Little Giants and Casper. And he was in Final Destination. That's what most people know him for. He's in there. He was in Final Destination 1 because he, not to give it away, because the movie's like forever old, he's the one on the plane who freaks out. Anyway, editor was Brent W. Bachman. Music by Jay Wadley. Production company was Spyglass Media and Divide and Conquer, distributed by Screen Gems through Sony Pictures Releasing for the U.S. and Canada. Your budget was $18 million with a return of $32.9 at the box office. So like I said, this is a Valentine's Day movie. I know you're thinking it's kind of weird, Jay, you're putting this out in the summer. Yeah, but I saw it and I didn't want to wait on it because, again, I thought, this seemed like an interesting movie, and this is something that I don't think would ever touch on the vault per se. But it's definitely maybe not saying you couldn't, but you know, and again, it being Valentine's Day, they didn't want to wait almost a year to put it out. Although it might have gained a cult following then, I think it kind of people thought about it and remember it from this year, and maybe it's still fresh in people's minds. So, anyway, so let's get rock and rolling on this. All right, our plot begins. For the past few years, a serial killer known as the Heart Eyes Killer, a.k.a. H.E.K., has moved to different cities in the United States, killing multiple couples on Valentine's Day. In the present year, Heart Eyes moves to Seattle and murders two couples, one at a winery, another at a spa. Okay, so the one at the winery, I'm going to say this right now. If you are not a big fan of this current generation and how they interact and do things on social media and stuff like that, you're probably not going to love some of this movie. It is a slasher movie at its core, but it is also a comedy. And it's a comedy because you laugh at the absurdity of some of the situations, but they also poke fun at a lot of things that are normal nowadays that most of us of a certain generation probably would just roll our eyes at. In fact, I told my dad after I saw it, I go, you probably could skip this one because you probably will hate it. He doesn't love slasher to begin with, and he's probably not going to really want to deal with like the idea of the current dating scene and how people interact and the idea of metal straws and all these other things that are kind of prevalent today. Anyway, here we go. So the one at the winery is really funny. It's all in the pre-credit sequence, and then the other one's at the spa. A wedding ring engraved with JS is found at the winery. We'll get back to that. Allie McCabe, a pitch designer for a jewelry company who has recently broken up with her boyfriend Colin, is ridiculed for a commercial she wrote having involved doomed couples, seen as offensive in light of the recent murders. Now, obviously, if you're a jewelry company, and you're trying at Valentine's Day, you're trying to sell the idea of love and stuff. And all of her ideas were like Bonnie and Clyde and Romeo and Juliet. And it's all these doomed couples, which was really funny. Allie's boss, Crystal, orders her to work with her new consultant, Jay Simmons, who Allie had encountered at a coffee shop earlier that day. And that encounter they had is really kind of awkward as they both seem kind of, she doesn't really seem to want attention, but at the same time is like craving attention. I know it seems weird, but you know, today. And he kind of seems like a nerdy kind of guy, but he's really good looking. And I don't know. I can just imagine there's some people whose eyes are audibly rolled looking at these two beautiful people kind of pretending like they're not beautiful people and stuff. But I mean, he knows he's good looking, but the whole idea, it's weird. You'd have to kind of see it to understand what I'm talking about. But when you see good-looking people trying to act like they're just normal, everyday people, that's not how this works. Anyway, Jake suggests that they have dinner that night and to gain inspiration, and Allie's encouraged by her encouraging friend Monica, helps her pick out an outfit. Allie and Jay meet at a restaurant, but Allie grows hostile as they question each other's views on love. An offended Jay leaves, and Allie follows, kissing him as she sees Colin approaching with his new girlfriend, Sienna. From a distance, the heart eyes watches. The two of them reconcile and take a cab to Allie's apartment, where she realizes she forgot her key, and Jay helps her break in, cutting his hand in the process. Yeah, he slices his hand really open. She's going to stitch him back up. Now, mind you, Allie is, in this case, she's not really interested in this guy. They're not dating. Everyone thinks they're a couple, and they're not. And that becomes a joke the entire week. We're not a couple. We're not a couple. I mean, they say it half a dozen times, if not a dozen times. Allie helps tend to Jay's wound only because she wanted to become a doctor, but she couldn't stand the sight of blood, but she can help put him back together, only to have Hard Eyes attack them. Now, Hard Eyes somehow got in the apartment and is somehow hiding in the closet, so knew where they were going, so either followed them there, or I'm not 100% sure how they got in the closet, but they were. Anyway, only for Hard Eyes to follow attack them. Right, cut. Hard Eyes kills the cab driver and chases them, knocking Jay out as Allie flees until she is able to summon help. So at this point, this is where Jay accuses Allie of just abandoning him, which she kind of does. But in all fairness, she's running for her life, and now Hard Eyes is chasing her. So you would think, like, well, she's kind of leading him away, but she never says that to him, which I'm like, that'd be like step one, I would have said, but I don't know, maybe it's me. The detective Z Cobbs and Janine Shaw, let that land. Z Cobbs and Janine Shaw. Now, Z Cobbs, of course, is Devin Sawa, and Shaw is Jordana Brewster. Whatever joke she in there. Arrest Jay for the murders, having found him with the killer's mask and weapon. At the station, Hobbs and Shaw, if you didn't get it already, now you do, point out Jay's initials match the ones on the ring found at the winery, and that he was in the same cities as all this at the same times as the killer's previous attacks. Allie waits in the lobby for the front desk with the desk officer Fran and IT technician David on his way out. David asks Allie on a date, but she declines due to her recent stress. As the power is deactivated, Hard-Eyed appears and kills Fran before moving in against Allie. So the kills in this are, again, they're creative. I mean, again, how creative can we get nowadays? And let's be honest, The Final Destination has stolen so many creative kills without even someone actually doing it. And Jason Voorhees is the master of the creative kill. Killing someone with the, whatever's on hand kind of seems, normal. Where am I here? Shaw confronts Hard Eyes, who escapes and kills Hobbs. Allie rescues Jay, and then flees to a drive-in movie theater where they can connect with while hiding. So they're in the van, and the two people in the back are doing it in the back of the van and not being quiet about it. They keep telling them, shh, be quiet, they'll see us. And, they're like, oh, it's so cool, man. There's cliches and cliches here, but I think you have to have cliches in these kind of movies because that's what makes them what they are. Hard Eyes slaughters several moviegoers, causing the duo to decide to confront him. In the scuffle, Allie and Jay fatally wound Hard Eyes, and they unmask and reveal that he's an unknown man. So yes, the reveal is, who the heck is this guy? Literally, they say, who is that? I don't know. Yep, that's exactly what it is. I don't know. They are tended to by an ambulance until Shaw, injured but alive, arrives. She offers Jay a ride, which he accepts. At that point, they kick Allie out of the because they're not a couple, and it's Valentine's Day, and the ambulance driver is really taken with how good looking Jay is, but really couldn't care less about Allie. It's a comedy in that it's like some absurdity of the situation and whatever, but it does work. It's not like I'm burying this movie. I'm not. I enjoyed it. It's just, it's not going to be for everyone. This is not that kind of horror movie. At home, Allie realizes she's falling in love with Jay and goes to find him. But Hard Eyes calls her to reveal that he is holding Jay at a chapel and will kill him unless she comes alone. Allie arrives and Hard Eyes is revealed to be David and Janine Shaw. Dun, dun, dun. Secretly a married couple, while the deceased killer, third killer, was their fanboy and lover, because it was a throuple. Because if it doesn't say 2025 on it hard enough, A throuple. They have committed every murder, switching out their costumes in particular. David killed the couple at the winery, losing his wedding ring. Their motivation is a kink for killing together for fun. Yep. If 2025. They present Allie with the choice of killing herself or Jay, but instead she shoots Shaw. Who would have never saw that coming? But hitting Jay in the process, right? So she shot him. That's the old shoot the hostage, right? She shot Jay through his shoulder, hitting Shaw. The two couples fight, and Jay stabs Dave in the eye with his own arrow, resulting in David falling onto candles, whose wax immolates him. A shocked and enraged Shaw attempts to kill Allie, but Allie surprises Shaw by stabbing her in the neck with, wait for it, the metal straw that she's been made fun of for having the entire movie, because who can't check off gun something? And gains the upper hand, pushing Shaw onto the sword of the statue of St. Valentine, which stabs her through the neck as it slowly decapitates her, because we all know that in the St. Valentine's Day, not the massacre, in the story of St. Valentine, the idea that he was beheaded. David momentarily springs back to life, but Jay shoots him dead with another arrow, finally ending Hard Eye's killing spree. 1 year later, Allie returns to medical school, and the couple attends a drive-in movie, because why not? Jay asks Allie to move in with him, but she insists, she instead proposes, and he accepts, because why wouldn't she propose, right? In the mid-credit scene, Allie receives a sinister phone call, which is revealed to be a prank from Monica, as she encourages the couple, the call is cut off. There we go. Is there going to be a sequel? IDK. Right? I don't know if it's a sequel. It made some money. The problem is Hard Eyes grossed 30.4 domestically and like 2.5 in other territories, which is not bad. It was released alongside Love Hurts, and which projected to gross about 7 to 8 million. The film made 3.7 on its opening day, and it went on to make 8.3 opening weekend. Which finished it second behind the holdover Dog Man, which is not nearly as funny as Captain Underpants. Sorry, guys. It underperformed with couples. They were really hoping to have a big Valentine's Day. Let's go see a horror movie together. It's about love and whatever. Didn't hit there. But it actually was closer to the opening weekend for Companion, another interesting movie from 2025. Obviously, coinciding with Valentine's Day, it jumped up and increased 19%, which is very uncommon for horror films, which normally have a steep drop off at 9.9 million. So anyway, critically, it had a good rating from critics on Rotten Tomatoes, and most people viewed it as positive. But you know, the idea though, like the perfect example is, it says, audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average of B grade, B minus. That's about what it is. It's a B. This movie's a B. And I don't mean B as in like B movies, which we cover here. I mean, it's kind of a B. It's not amazing. It's certainly not the best horror movie I've seen of 2025. I shouldn't say, because 2024 was tough. We had some really good movies in 2024. Late Night with the Devil, which we covered in The Vault. Heretic, which you can now catch. We covered that. That was released the end of May on The Vault. There were some really good movies. Alien Romulus was good. Immaculate, which you can go back and check my episode here, was good. I liked the Omen, the first Omen, which I thought was good. But those are 2024. 2025, we've had a few horror movies. Nothing so far, nothing major has like jumped out at me. This is probably the best slasher I've seen so far this year, but that's setting the bar kind of low because I haven't seeing a ton of stuff for this year, not horror movie wise, at least, put it that way. But hey, it's still rolling along. excuse me. So, did you see Hard Eyes? Did you go to the theater and check it out? Did you maybe go on a date? Did you check it out at home? Because now it's all definitely streaming everywhere. I waited till the Blu-ray came out and I watched it here at home one evening just by myself. I mean, I think Haley would have liked this. Haley tends to like movies like that. Haley likes Smile and like Smile 2. Smile 2 is another good movie from last year. But like it's more comedy, I think, than Happy Death Day. But I thought Happy Death Day, both Happy Death Days, I thought was done better than this. It's definitely in that vein. It's kind of smarmy at times and tongue-in-cheek at times. And it's funny. And there's, I mean, it's not scary by any stretch of imagination. I'm sure there's some swearing. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't even hear this. Unless the swearing is like obscene amounts of swearing, I don't even hear it anymore. But yeah, there's blood and stuff. I don't think there's any nudity per se. I don't think anyone's naked in this. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of same kind of stuff. It's kind of, you know, it's R because it's whatever. I mean, I say that. I'm almost 100% sure it's R. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's just kind of what it is. There's nothing spectacular, nothing outlandish. But by the same token, though, if you enjoy slasher movies and you enjoy this type of movie, you would kind of enjoy that, you know. I want to say, I think it's streaming on Netflix currently. You know, you can go check it out. Yeah, it's R, 100 with a 97-minute running time, yeah. And they classify it as a dark comedy, because it is definitely dark, by way of the comedy point. So, anyway, did you see Hard Eyes? Did you check it out? Did you enjoy it? Is it now going to be one of your Valentine's Day movies to watch? Although, let's be honest, it's going to be hard to unseat the original My Bloody Valentine. Even the new My Bloody Valentine was still pretty good. But, you know, it's kind of hard to unseat those kind of things for a Valentine's Day movie. Anyway. All right, folks. So that about does it for this time. Again, where are we going next? I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, things are kind of still very much in flux around here. And I want to thank everyone for sticking with us in this time of, you know, change, in this time of, you know, figuring out where we're going and what's happening and who's where and everything like that. It's not been easy. And I hope that these podcasts still bring you joy, that you still want to listen to them. Hopefully I'm not boring the heck out of everybody and, you know, just wasting everyone's time here just jibber jammering away about movies. So anyway, like we say here, folks, keep those cards and letters coming and keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman, or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Giaconetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Giaconetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots Bugs Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Giaconetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc., are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?